Okay, so the voice recorder's running. Everybody happy with voice recording? That will also capture your questions and my attempts to answer. The first question is, for those who haven't done the early bird thing, is it one document or is it two? It's two documents. So there will be a separate Dropbox for position paper one, part one, and position paper one, part two. That is because part one goes to Pete for marking and part two comes to me. So we're not mixing who's marking what, okay? Otherwise, it could be a mess. So, and the second question is, do you have to state a position? Because there isn't a question, and the answer is no. You don't have to state a position on this paper. It's just called a position paper. Think about it as a mini assignment. So the guidance comes, of course, from the assessment grid. And if you just look, 40% plus 30% is
70%.
Thank you. Yeah, it's early, I know. What day is it? So most of the stuff is for code, but how the code and the robot behavior are related, okay? So that's the important thing. You've got to explain, annotate your code, but also link it to how the robot behaves. And on the second sheet, I've suggested how you could use worksheet material. So the first one there is the worksheet on movement calibration. Explain how you coded the robot to move a given distance. How do you get it to move 100 millimetres exactly? Do you remember you have to do some calibration and some corrections? Explain that. Beautiful. And the same thing for rotation. Another one you could do, the worksheet scan to an object. You scanned with the turret, yeah? And you found the object, and you rotated towards it. Explain that, how the code made that happen. And today we're going to do some work, or this week we're going to do some work on line following. And again, there's some stuff there. The bottom one is barcode. That is a bit of an open-ended activity. So, what do you have to do? Do you have to include all of that or some of that? Well, you have to include one, at least, okay? The rest is up to you, how much time you have. If we go back to the grading matrix, here I'm using my favourite word. Let's have a look at the code. You all should get a grade C. There's no reason why you can't get a good grade. So for C, annotated code. So I need to see annotated code. I'm going to explain what annotation is in a minute. To get more than that, it has to be comprehensive. So for example, two worksheets worth. Okay, I will take two worksheets worth as comprehensive. You don't need to do three for comprehensive. Two will be comprehensive. Okay? Detailed is what it says. A lot of detail. How do you annotate code? Whom of you did I teach in the first year? Have a show of hands, please. Okay. You remember I taught you various things. First of all, a goal hierarchy. A program has an overall goal to get the robot to rotate to the object. That's made of sub-goals, like it has to find the object, and then it has to drive the motors to rotate. So you can annotate your code, saying what the whole program does, then what this block does, and then what that block does. That's a very good way of annotating code. If you have a line, count becomes count plus one, do not annotate it. I'm adding one to the count, because the code is telling you that. Okay? Make sense? Any questions about annotating?
Okay.
Good. This is going very well. This is really, really very well. Good. Disposition paper part is one where we're asking for a journal reference. And what I'm suggesting on the guidance is you give an introduction and you could put a reference to a journal article in there. Perhaps it's not the first thing you write. The first thing you'd do was almost certainly to annotate the code and explain it. But then go back and find some journal article which kind of fits in. There's tons of articles about robotics around. Right, so that's that. Now the rightmost bit, this is totally new. You've never had this before during your computing degree. Communication. Dialogic learning. Recent theories of learning suggest that having a conversation helps you learn. So when you get a job, you go into the industry, whatever it is, and you're working as part of an organization, you'll be working as part of a team, and you'll solve problems together by talking, by having a conversation. Okay? Now, what I'm looking at here is a conversation perhaps between two people or within a group. Like, I didn't get the robot to go the exact distance. Why not? And the other person would say, well, did you try this? And then the other person would say, oh, no, I thought about that. Okay? A conversation, how you solve the problem. Now, it's new, it's kind of experimental. I'm on record, so if you don't get it, I'm not going to mark you down too much. Okay, it has to be there, but because it's new, you know, that 20% is guidance. You know, I think I could shift some of that 20% to the annotated code critical evaluation. I'm in charge, I can do what I want. Yes. Does that make sense? Yeah? What do you think, Dave? Does that make sense?
But the conversation needs to be recorded.
No, the conversation doesn't need to be recorded. You can do, if you want to make a recording and somehow link it into your document, there can be a short transcript. You know, just typed out. You know, half a page of A4 will do.
Just in this case, I may have Teams does the transcription automatically, so you can do it online and let Teams do it.
Can you stand up and say that again, please?
Okay, so Teams does the transcription automatically, so you can do it online and you just do it online in Teams. And this way you don't have to.
Fantastic, yeah. And because it's a conversation, it's going to be between two or more people. So do you have three conversations? No. You can share the same conversation. Okay? I'll allow you that again because it's new. Cool. So I've given you a fair amount of stuff. I don't want to tell you what to do because I want to give you freedom to get on with stuff. Any questions about what to do? Okay, you've got this week and next week. Next week you'll almost certainly have time to work on the position paper. So that's cool. Okay, voice recording goes on.